Would the directors please start taking their seats? We're going to close the door at exactly 1 o'clock. We're going to start this right on time. So please take your seats. Yeah, over in the left side of the room, would you all please take your seat over there? All right, the doors are closed, and let me just say before we start the candidate forum, just a couple of reminders of what is going to happen Friday and Saturday. The state and local board AEs are asked to confirm the names of their national directors by 5 p.m. on Friday. A current board of directors roster is posted in the directors' material pickup counters, which is in the exhibition hall. Please come on in and take your seats right away, please. Out of respect for these candidates. If a director's name is not listed on the roster, that director will not receive a ballot. Check-in at the Board of Directors meeting is between 7:30 and 8:30 a.m. Each director will be asked to produce a government-issued photograph ID, which will verify against the 213 directors roster before they are given a personalized envelope with their name containing a voting ballot and a blank envelope. The check-in counters will be located outside the Marriott Ballroom and will be open at 7:30 a.m. And please, in the directors' meeting Saturday, do not bring in any campaign literature, balloons, whistles, whatever, cheerleaders, whatever it is. We will begin the candidate forum. My name is Nestor Wygan. I was your 1988 president. I'm from Wichita, Kansas. Would you all follow me home? No one does that where I'm going. We have Jim Helsel from Camp Hill, Pennsylvania, who is a candidate by petition. And we have Tom Solomon from Coral Gables, Florida, who is a candidate by nomination. The purpose of the forum is for both candidates to present a 5-minute summary of their vision of the National Association of Realtors, of themselves and their vision. Members of the audience will have an opportunity to ask questions of the candidates at the end of their presentations. Members should stand at the microphones, 1, 2, 3, and 4, and wait to be recognized. And in the spirit of fairness, it would not be valuable for those in the audience or the candidates to have 25 people standing up who support one candidate and do all the talking. So what we would ask is that, for example, if on microphone one, a candidate gets up and says, "I'm a supporter of Tom," then ask the question. The next candidate at microphone two, if they likewise are, should defer to microphone three or four, who is either a candidate, who is either a supporter of the other candidate or is a non-committed supporter, so that at least we don't have 25 people in a row speaking for one candidate. Does that sound fair? Because I made that up before the deal. Okay. Thank you. Please ask questions and not make endorsements. You may direct your question to one or both of the candidates. This is not a debate, so that the candidates will answer their questions, but should not ask questions of one another. At the conclusion of the question and answer segment, each candidate will be given 3 minutes to make closing statements. Now, what we did prior to this is that we met over in the corner and we flipped a coin to see who would go first. I actually flipped the coin, and Tom responded, and Jim won the toss, so he is going to go first on the 5-minute presentation, and he'll be followed by Tom. Are there any questions? Great. If there are none, may I please present your first candidate, Jim Helsel from Pennsylvania, candidate by petition.
Thank you, Nestor. Thank you.